Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly thank the Lord for his manifold blessings this day. We know we have some that are downstairs and there's still some still coming on their way, but we're going to go ahead and get started. And the Lord, he said, where two or three are gathered in his name, we will be in the midst, and we know God is in the midst of us. We do want to say a special prayer this morning for Mr. McElroy, Joby's father. I understand he's turned for the worse. And so Brother Brandon's getting ready to leave to go there to be with him. So let's remember them much in prayer. Truly, God is able to bring him through, but let us pray. Amen. Shall we look to the Lord? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly once again, we come before your throne of grace and mercy. We come, dear Lord, the humblest way we know how. We seek your favor. We seek your will for our lives this day. And we just want to thank you. Thank you and praise your most precious and holy name for all that you have done for us. We want to say a special prayer for Mr. McElroy this day. Dear Heavenly Father, we understand, Lord God, that he has turned for the worse, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, we just ask you in a special prayer upon him, Lord God. Lord God in heaven, we pray for his soul this morning, dear Heavenly Father, and pray for his family, Lord God, by his side. Remember Joby in a special way, dear Heavenly Father, likewise his grandson Brandon, dear Heavenly Father. They came, Lord God, to the house of God this morning thinking they would be in service, Lord God, but have to leave out there, Lord, and we understand, dear Heavenly Father. So, Father, we ask in a special prayer and blessing upon this family right now, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you grant traveling mercies over the highway, that you keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And please, Lord, in the name of Jesus, allow no accidents to befall them, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father, throughout this day. Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you for all those, dear Heavenly Father, who are planning to be here today, Lord God. We have, dear Heavenly Father, invited family and friends, Lord God, to come to the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father, to hear your word, Lord God, and not only that, Lord God, but to sit and, dear Father, to have, Lord God, a meal with the people of God, dear Heavenly Father, and we want to thank you for that. Thank you for all your provision, dear Heavenly Father, because you truly have been so good to us, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord God, dear Father, for those who are online, dear Heavenly Father, and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon them. Thank you, Lord God, for those who are working downstairs, dear Heavenly Father, in the kitchen, Lord God, and getting things prepared, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, likewise, that you would bless them, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would remember those who are in the sanctuary this morning, Lord God, although we have a few that are here, Lord God, we're trusting the others are still on their way, dear Father, and we ask that you would grant them traveling mercies over the highways, dear Heavenly Father. Keep them safe, dear Heavenly Father. We don't take that for granted, dear Lord. We think of the family, Lord God, families of those young people, Lord God, that lost their lives the other day, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we can think in our heart, dear Father, that they didn't rise up that morning thinking that they would be hearing, dear Heavenly Father, of such a tragedy, Lord God, that their children would be burned in a bus, Lord God. So, Father, we don't take it for granted. So we ask for your traveling mercies, Lord God, that you would grant upon your people and others, dear Heavenly Father, as they, dear Heavenly Father, are out today and about, dear Lord. Remember those, especially that are on their way to the house of the Lord. Remember the Webb family in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, I didn't hear from Sister June before I started, but Lord God, no doubt in my heart, dear Heavenly Father, she's tuned in and listening to the word of God. And so we just ask that you would bless her and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, how much Sister June loves you, dear Father, but we know she, dear Heavenly Father, has been caring for her family, her daughter Alexandra, Lord God. And we say a special prayer for Alexandra, Lord God, as she goes through, dear Heavenly Father, her new days, dear Heavenly Father, of having their dear Father to adjust, dear Heavenly Father, to having one of her limbs removed, Lord. We just pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remember her companion, Alonzo, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for him, Lord God, and thank you for the other child, dear Father, Alicia, dear Lord. Remember the grandchildren. Remember all her family members. We beg at the end, the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you for this family and ask your continued blessings upon them. Father God in heaven, we thank you for Sister Carol being here this morning and ask your continued blessings upon her likewise, dear Father. Knowing, dear Father, all that you have done for this sister, dear Father. 90, dear Father, 1 years upon this earth, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for that. Ask that you would continue to bless her in every way she stands in need of. Remember, Lord God, her family that she is invited out. It's good to see her niece out this morning. Ask that you would continue to bless and be with them, dear Father. Likewise, remembering Sister Regina, we thank you for her, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon her, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that she looks to thee, dear Heavenly Father, for all that she stands in need of, and we thank you for that. Remember her family. Remember her daughter, Debbie, and her grands and her great-grand, dear Father. Ask a special prayer and blessing upon them. Father God in heaven, we want to thank you for Sister Holmes being on the phone, dear Father, not able to get out this morning, but Father, we thank you for this dear sister, Lord God, 96 years old, or dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your continued blessings upon her, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would be with her each and every single day, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we thank you for her children, Lord God, who are caring for her, Lord God. Thank you for her children, dear Father, who all the work that they do, Lord God, to make sure she's able to, dear Father, to live on her own, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for that and ask that you would bless, Lord God. I'm reminded, Lord God, of the one Wednesday when she says she's so thankful, Lord God, because she doesn't have to be in a nursing home, Lord God, or in some kind of a health facility, Lord God, but she's able to be in her own home, dear Father. What a blessing that is, dear Father, and we thank you for that. Father God, we know that Sister Holmes is going to give you the praise and all the glory due unto you. Your name. Thank you likewise for Sister Lillian being on, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for Sister Lillian, dear Father. We know, Lord God, that she has been struggling, Lord God, with her health, dear Father, but Lord, you've been bringing her through, and we thank you for that. Ask that you would continue to look down upon her with favor. Continue to bless her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Be her guide, be her direction, be the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Oh, Father, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning. Thank you for Sister Smith being out, Lord God. She's trusting, Lord God, that her family members will come out this morning, Lord God. But if not, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. They were invited, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you have allowed us to be able, dear Heavenly Father, to invite our families to come to the house of God. Ask that you would bless, dear Heavenly Father, in our endeavors, Lord God. We want to be all that you have called us out to be. We just want, Lord God, them to love you like we love you, dear Heavenly Father. We want them to know, dear Heavenly Father, the God that we serve, dear Heavenly Father. And we just want to thank you and praise you and honor you this morning. Father, remember those who are running the media this morning and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon them. Pray, Lord God, that you would look down upon them with favor. Likewise, dear Heavenly Father, likewise, we ask that you would remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Mellison, as she leads a devotional service. We know, Lord God, she's wearing a couple hats today, Lord God, extra hats, Lord God, but we just thank you, Lord God, and ask that you would bless, Lord God. Father God in heaven, remember the brother and sister, brother Maurice and Sister Lawrence downstairs with the children, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with them too, Lord God. Remember our children, Lord God. Remember them in a special way, Lord God. We send up a special prayer on their behalf, dear Heavenly Father. These children have been in Sunday school for many, many years, Lord God, since they were young, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, we can just see the signs of the times, dear Heavenly Father, some things, dear Heavenly Father, that are starting to creep in, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, we rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus, because we know, Lord God, that you're able, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, you're able to rescue them, dear Father, from Satan, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord God, we pray in the precious name of Jesus for London and Matthew and Haley and Grant, dear Heavenly Father, and Olivia, dear Father, Tatum and Liam, dear Heavenly Father, Infinity, Lord God, and Innocence, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for all of our church, Sirius, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, because we know, Lord God, they need your arms of protection around them each and every day, Lord God. Help the word of God that they've been taught to stay with them, dear Father. Help them, Lord God, when they're even out at school, dear Heavenly Father, to remember what they've been taught, Lord God, that, Lord God, you are watching everything that we do, dear Heavenly Father. Your eyes go to and fro throughout the whole universe, beholding the evil in the good. You know exactly what we're doing, dear Father, at all times of the day, dear Father. Oh, I know we go down through these streets, dear Heavenly Father, and through neighborhoods, Lord God, and various places, and they have of all kinds of
cameras, dear Heavenly Father, and police protection things. But Lord God, you're already there, dear Heavenly Father. You've already seen the crime that is going on. And so in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you get a hold of our children, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember mankind in general, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we're going to pray, Lord God, again, a special prayer, Lord God, for that drug house across the street, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we've seen souls flowing in and out this morning already, dear Heavenly Father. Souls going in first thing this morning, dear Father, and coming out, dear Father. Oh, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you bring it down, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, for these souls, dear Father, that are going in, dear Father, and getting things that is damnation to their soul, Lord God, instead of walking across the street to the house of God where they can learn more about Jesus and how Jesus can change their life from that kind of a life. We pray, Lord God, even for the one that's selling the drugs, dear Heavenly Father. Pray that you get a hold of that heart, dear Heavenly Father. Get a hold of that mind, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, my God in heaven, we know you're able, dear Heavenly Father. We know, dear Father, that the police officer said, Lord God, that if it be your will, Lord God, that they were going to take it down some before Thanksgiving. But, Lord, we want it to come down now, dear Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, for all of these souls, dear Heavenly Father. Father, likewise, we ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you remember our president and our world leaders. We want to thank you, Lord God, that you have been so kind and merciful to America, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we see these other places that are in war, dear Heavenly Father, and we see the conditions, Lord God, when we watch the news, dear Father, and we just want to thank you, dear Father, this day. Ask that you remember our president, remember our vice president, remember our Congress members, dear Heavenly Father, remember our judges, dear Heavenly Father. They need you, dear Lord. We can see that, dear Heavenly Father, that they are without, dear Heavenly Father, a Heavenly Father, because, Lord God, they don't serve you, Lord God, because that's if they serve you, dear Father, things would be different than what they are in our land, dear Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we lift them up to you this morning. Now, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you remember, Lord God, our saints that call in from afar, dear Father. Remember, Lord God, Sister Sanders and her family down in Florida, dear Father. Special prayer and blessing be upon her and her household, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her companion. Remember her daughters, dear Heavenly Father, her grandchildren, dear Father. Likewise, we ask a special prayer for Sister Ferris Day, Lord God, there in Boston, Lord God, with her family. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember them. Likewise, dear Father, remember Sister Marvinia in New York, dear Lord. We lift her up to you too, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless and be with her. Father, we pray, Lord God, that remember Sister Sandy and her family, dear Father. Remember Matthew and Michael and Monty, dear Heavenly Father, and all their children, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God, we call out these names and we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we would love to see them back in the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord God, you know, dear Lord, and so we just continue to call out their names, dear Father. Likewise, we ask, dear Heavenly Father, special prayer and blessing upon the family of God there in Zanesville, Lord God, family of God in Xenia, dear Father, family of God all over this world, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that Sister Margie, Lord God, is having some health problems, Lord God, right now. Some surgeries, upcoming surgeries, Lord God. And so we lift up Sister Margie to you, dear Father, asking the precious name of Jesus, Lord, that you remember this sister, dear Father. Oh, she's been through a lot, dear Heavenly Father, but she's still holding on to you, Lord God. She's still true to your call, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her family here, Lord God. Remember her daughter, Lord God. Remember her grands, dear Father. Oh, we just pray in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would have thine own way. Father, we just want to thank you once again for this day that you have allowed us to see, dear Heavenly Father. You have blessed us to be a part of, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that and ask that you would continue, Lord God, to look down upon your people with favor. Father, if there's anyone we've forgotten to pray about, we ask in the precious name of Jesus that you would remember them, Lord God, especially remember souls that are out of the ark of safety, dear Father. Remember those, Lord God, who do not know thee, dear Father. Time is winding up. As I said to Sister Smith this morning, she was quoting Jesus' words in the Word of God where he said he would shorten the days for the elect's sake. And I told her, I said, well, sis, I said, the days are still 24 hours, but we can see the time is really going by fast. We're only 50 days out from a new year, dear Heavenly Father, 50 days before this year ends. And we have seen just how fast the time is going, dear Father. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we pray for souls. Pray that you would get a hold of them. Remember all those, Lord God, who came, dear Father, and who received turkeys and blessings, dear Father, from you, dear Heavenly Father. Remember those who come to the food pantry every month, dear Heavenly Father, receive blessings from you, Lord God. We just ask in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, they would just lift up their voice one day and just thank you, Lord God. Thank you for all your goodness to them. Now, Father God, we ask that you would have thine own way. Remember our neighbors around this church, dear Heavenly Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Rose across the street. Mr. Curtis on the back, dear Heavenly Father. Daisy and her family, Lord God. Mr. Ray, dear Father, and others, dear Father, we don't know by name. Miss Taylor, dear Heavenly Father, remember them. The Cunningham family, Lord God, remember them. Father, we just lift them up to you. We're trusting, Lord God, that you would, that Lord God, you would have thine own way. Trusting, Lord God, that souls would come out and hear the word of God. Continue to be our guide and our direction. And Lord God, we will be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
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 Morning, shall we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 178. Emmanuel, 178.
Our Savior, foreordained, named by God, Emmanuel. Amen. Truly, God with us. That was the way it was foretold, and that is the way it is even today when we obey his commandments. Amen. He's with us. Think of the scripture that was given in the Sunday school lesson in Revelations, where Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." Coming into our heart, coming through our heart's door and abiding in us. And I thank God for Emmanuel.
Amen.
Glory to God this morning for his goodness to us, for his mercies. We are only here because his compassions fail not. Amen. They're new every morning. Great is his faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We give honor to our pastor, Pastor Renee Jenkins, this morning. We thank God
for her and how God has placed her to minister to us. We give God glory for that also. But it's good to be in the house of God, and we trust there are those who are still on their way. We pray that the Lord will bring them along safely.
Amen.
We're glad, glad for Sister Carol's niece and our cousin who's already here. We thank God for you. We're so glad to see you, and we want to welcome you, and we love you. We're glad that you're here. Amen. Our responsive reading this morning is found in God's Word, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Amen. Thank God for his word. Bless God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning with verse 16. Rejoice evermore.
Pray without ceasing.
Together. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. That scripture makes it personal, doesn't it?
Amen.
This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. Praise our God. I think back to old posters that I've seen, old historical posters from World War II, and it would say, Uncle Sam wants you.
Mm-hmm.
And Uncle Sam was pointing at whoever came by the poster. Uncle Sam wants you. So that made it personal. But this is even more important and more personal because God, the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning each and every one of us is that we give thanks. Amen. We thank God for his precious, precious word. At this time, we thank God for the opening season of prayer rendered by our pastor. We know that the Lord gives us the privilege, the opportunity to bring requests to him, to make our requests known, that we may be joined in prayer one for another.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand.
Praise God. Dr. Blake, Sister Webb did contact me, and she said she has a procedure on tomorrow, so remember her much in prayer.
Yes. Sister Webb has a procedure on tomorrow, so we will remember her in prayer. Amen, amen. So Carol says, remember her family. We pray that those that she invited will be able, will make it for service. And also remember the Mays family. Remember that God would comfort that family in their bereavement. So remember them much in prayer as well. Other requests?
Sister Blake, I have
Sister Smith. Amen. 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 Remember Sister Smith's request. We thank God that Earlier in the week, she had a bad cold, was not feeling well. She prayed. Even as the scripture tells us, is any afflicted, let him pray.
Yes.
She prayed and God touched her, and she's here today. We thank God for that. And remember, continue to remember her loved ones. We're praying that they will make it here today. She's invited them, and we pray that God will direct them, lead them here today. Continue to remember Sister Smith in prayer, even as she remembers each one of us. Amen. Sister Millicent.
Sister Blake, I thank the Lord for his many blessings. I ask that you continue to remember an ex-co-worker. He lost his son. He was gunned down a week ago Friday, and his services are this coming Wednesday, the Holland family. Just ask that you remember them much in prayer. His son Michael was 41, and a 21-year-old took his life.
My
he has a family and three or four children and a wife. So just I ask that you remember the Holland family much in prayer. Likewise, I ask that you continue to remember part of our family, the Johnson family in Milwaukee. We lost Julia, not Julia, but Jenny. She passed last night. So I ask that you remember her sister Julia and her brother John, much in prayer. This is cousin Sandy's baby girl. So she had cancer. She's the one I had in the bulletin. So
yes.
I ask that you remember the family much in prayer, please.
Amen. Amen. Remember the Holland family, as Sister Millicent has said. Remember the Holland family. That son was taken in violence, tragedy, and so ask for God's comfort for them and also for the Johnson family who had a death in the family. Remember them much in prayer. God is able. He can comfort when no one else can.
Amen. I first remember the McCoy family. Remember
yes.
Brother Brandon and family.
Yes, yes. Remember Brother Brandon and family, much in prayer, as his dad, Joby McElroy's father, is has taken a turn for the worse. And so remember that family, much in prayer. Amen. Brother Byron.
Thank the Lord to be here, saints, and likewise, thank you for your prayers. As I spoke with you on Wednesday night, and I too, on Monday and Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
was just, you know, really sick.
Mm-hmm.
But I too prayed, and even on Tuesday, I prayed. I said, Lord, I won't be there in presence with the saints, but allow the saints' prayers to reach you on my behalf. And,
Lord,
it seemed like Wednesday, it was like completely, you know.
Praise God. Amen.
I had to come home from work for the first 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I was just that miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So I just really thank God for that. And as
Amen.
I said, remember those that are on the way. Remember my companion. She's supposed to be on her way.
Amen. Amen, amen. We thank God for his healing virtue.
Amen.
To touches people because our prayers touch his throne, and he blesses. Amen. What is it? I believe I've heard Sister Jenkins, Pastor Jenkins say before, when the prayers go up, the blessings come down. And truly, God, we're witnesses of God's blessings. Touch in just that way, as you say, you can be suffering for days and days, but when the prayer hits God's throne, when God touches, be all right the very next day. Amen.
Prayer of faith.
Prayer of faith. Amen. We'll save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Yes, Brother Jackson.
To the broadcast Sunday and some of the testimony of Mr. Dalton. I have prayed for him to be here. So the Joseph really got strength from his testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And God touched me. I had a sore throat then, and I think Monday when I woke up, it was gone. It never came back, and I don't know how many quarts of that simple truth voice use that I drink. That and the prayers, I stick to them up here today.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen.
Likewise, Brother Reggie, I believe he was sick too.
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank you for your prayers for our family. Continue to remember Tatum. You know he goes to a Christian school, but I think they're playing videos of, you know, the I think it's called the Passover, what plays after Easter normally.
Mm-hmm.
On TV. I think they played that for them at school, and we're very cautious about what we play for Tatum. And he made a comment yesterday when we were at the grave site that, boy, you start to use the word of hate. I hate angels. And I'm like, do you know what you're saying? And I don't think he understands it. In the course of the video that he saw, he thought the angels were the cause of it. And I said, I wish they would explain it to you or not play it. Because at this age, yes, I understand they teach about God, but some things you just don't go that far into. Because he's talking about the blood across the door and stuff like that. And he didn't have an understanding. Mom and I tried to explain to him at the grave site. It's just, I think it's one in one ear and out the other.
Yes.
He doesn't understand. But now since he's seen it, I'm having to retract.
Yes.
Because I remember the school. I know that we're teaching about God, and I know that he goes to a Christian school, and there's some things that I agree with and some I don't. But continue to remember what they allow them to see. Because
yes.
A lot of stuff I don't allow them to see. This is what we want for the TV. Just because of so many of the commercials that it's not appropriate for children.
Yes.
So continue to remember the retract that I have to do when it comes to Tatum and what they've seen at school. I might have to write in or say something because it's too much for them.
Amen.
And I think just too much.
Yes. Yes, amen, amen. And they're not rightly dividing it for his age to understand. So, as you say, yes.
When you were born, I asked God to always put angels around you. Mm-hmm. I said, you may not be able to see them. I said, but I will always ask that for each one of you. And I said, for you to say that, that's not something that you understand. And the Lord blessed you. See that God doesn't take it anyway because I always ask for angels.
Amen.
Continue to remember our household.
Amen. 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 The Lord bless you. Amen. Praise God. So true.
Amen.
That's the way it is. Amen. That's the way it is. The truth is the truth.
Amen.
And there's much error out there. Like you said, we have to be vigilant. We have to be sober and vigilant, watchful, and you're watching for your children. Amen. Amen. Remember, please remember Brother Maurice and I, if it be the Lord's will, we'll be traveling to Alabama tomorrow to visit my in-laws, his family members. It's been 5 years since we were there, and the last time we were there was for his sister's funeral, so it's been a bit of time, and his mother turned 90 this past January, and so thank God for it be the Lord's will for this opportunity to see them and see family, and we're excited, and I hope they're excited. I think they are. From the way they sound on the phone. So just remember, I know many of you have already been praying, those who knew that we were leaving, and just continue to remember us in prayer. Amen. We're leaving saved and coming back that way.
Amen.
Not going to be any transformations happening down there.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise our God. all general requests. Amen. We all need God. We all need the Lord. Amen. 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 Amen, Sister Holmes. Amen. Bless the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Brother Jackson if he would take us to the throne of grace. If anyone has a special request, can come bowing here, prayer room, or even at your seat. Because the Lord is able to answer our prayers when we do those things that are pleasing and right in his sight.
Shall we turn in our worship of the Lord to 337? 337. Alone with God. And worship the Lord. We'll sing verse 1 and 2, then the chorus, 3 and 4, and the chorus. 337.
When storms of life around me beat in, where up the path that I have trod, within my closet door retreating, I long to be alone with God. What though the clouds have gathered for me? God's perfect will there lies before me, when I am thus alone with God. Alone with God, the world forbidden, alone with God. Oh, blessed retreat, alone with God, and in him be.
Let us bow our heads. Father, truly we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us,
Amen.
That we can come before you in prayer and in thanksgiving, giving you continuous praise in our lives for the things that you have done and what you're going to do for us.
Amen.
And Lord, I just thank you for allowing us just to be here this morning. You don't have to wait till one day to honor you and thanksgiving. This is every day for a child of God, the Heavenly Father. And we just appreciate the things that you do in our lives and our daily walks, to Heavenly Father, continually blessing each and every one of us. A privilege to be here, dear Heavenly Father, for this gathering, for this special dinner that's prepared for family members, dear Heavenly Father. But it's nothing like hearing thy word, dear Heavenly Father, and meditating on it throughout the day that you've given us, dear Heavenly Father, a day that we can just relax and be in your will, and throughout the day you give us the meditating hours or minutes, wherever we are, just to be with you. What a mighty God we serve, dear Heavenly Father. I want to thank you for the Sunday school lesson, dear God, that you have been providing for us. What wonderful words, dear Heavenly Father, the commentators and those that write the scriptures, and we get understanding by this the daily reading and just who you really are, dear Heavenly Father. And thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that you do for us, dear God. And want to remember each and every prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, that has gone forth. We ask that you remember Sister Millicent's prayer request about her family members, dear Heavenly Father, and ex-co-workers and so, dear Heavenly Father. I can't remember word for word, but Lord, you know all about it, and I ask that you remember all those in bereavement over lost loved ones. Lord, there are many, 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 dear God, and I ask that you remember Sister Renee's prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, and I think she said that Sister Joby has lost his father or on this the stage of losing him, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his father or her father-in-law. I'm thinking I'm getting that right, dear Heavenly Father, but you know all about it because you're all seeing, you're all hearing, dear Heavenly Father. You're everywhere, dear God, and ask that you just remember the prayer request that has already went out to the family members, and continue to remember my brother Reggie, dear God, and talking to him, dear God, and his moments. These holidays mean so much, dear God. Everyone in here has lost a loved one, and when it comes to family, and it just takes time to get over these things. We have to get out of the way, dear Heavenly Father, and let you do your work, dear God, in our hearts, dear God. You can bring us the mercy and grace and when we need it, dear God, and your most important thing is knowing you and that you love us, dear Heavenly. We have to get out of the way and let you do your will, dear God. And there's a time and a place for everything, dear God. And you are so good with that, dear God. And there's things that we can't do for ourselves just because these kind of moments draw you closer to you, dear God. And we have to just continue to pray, dear Heavenly Father. And your son, Jesus, for what he did on the cross for each and every one of us. We thank you for that, dear God. And he's there, dear Heavenly Father, the go-between between us and you, dear God. And ask that you continue to remember him and his household. Ask that you remember my brother, Walter, likewise, dear Heavenly Father. He hasn't been too long losing his companion. And all of us, dear Heavenly Father, there's times and we reflect back, dear God, but you have allowed us to have a family. And the most important thing, we are closer to you than what we were then, dear God. And remember all of our children, dear God, and ask that you remember Sister Marietta Smith, dear Heavenly Father, and her prayer request. And I don't know what this was or what this is that is going around, dear Heavenly Father. It's made a lot of us sick, what is in the air or whatever. Lord, you know all about that, and we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you have the remedy for us, dear Heavenly Father. Just teach us how to take care of ourselves, and Lord, when what we should do and what we should not do, because without you, we can do nothing. We have no directions, no nothing, dear Heavenly Father. So remember each and every one of us. Remember all the elders and seniors. Remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Beverly Carroll's prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, about her family member. She's got her Frank's daughter here today, dear Heavenly Father, and remember them, the others, that they would come. And Lord, I wanted to invite mine, but my Tina's daughter, granddaughter, Minya, she's sick. And I talked to Angela yesterday, and I asked her. She stayed home yesterday, dear Heavenly Father. And just remember her that doesn't make any difference what kind of insurance you have or what. I mean, if you're not around, then what good does it do? You know, so we have to take care of ourselves. And Lord, I thank you for blessing me and to be here today. And thank you for the prayers, dear Heavenly Father, and the testimonies that I heard last Lord's Day, dear Heavenly Father. I was able to strengthen myself through them, dear God, and how you touched my body, dear Heavenly Father. And I remember, dear Heavenly Father, the traveling of Sister Blake and Brother Blake is long overdue, dear Heavenly Father. Just let them just sit back and relax and let the pilot do his job and you controlling him. And then when they get with family members, let them do their job and embracing, eating, and taking pictures or whatever. And Lord, remember them, dear Heavenly Father, in a special way. Ask that you remember all others who are traveling over the highways and airways and waterways, that your great love and patience would have its course, dear Heavenly Father, and going and coming, dear God. And ask that you remember all those in bereavement over that tragic transit bus and truck, dear Heavenly Father. Just remember all of them, dear God. Ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Brother Byron, his prayer requests. Remember Sister Maria and her prayer request over little Tatum. And remember all the teachers, dear God. And they just see things that they probably don't even have full understanding themselves, or because that's not the way that you operate, dear God. For little ones, there's just enough that they can get it. And the older ones themselves, they have no idea who thy son Jesus is, nor you, dear God. And remember them that they may enter into this rest and this perfect salvation that you have for us, full of joy and all kind of virtues that you have for mankind, dear God, the soul may be saved and not lost. Ask that you remember all those on the radio land, dear Heavenly Father, the cell phones, dear God, that do not know thee, and they're planning festivities of all kinds, that they may indeed, dear Heavenly Father, give their heart unto thee before it's too late, because there's one day that day is going to come, and it will be too late. And we just thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for what he done on the cross for each and every one of us, dear Heavenly Father. And I ask that you remember those that are still on their way. And we all need a prayer. And ask that you give them traveling mercy, dear Heavenly Father, to and fro. And Lord, we're going to always continue to give you the praise and glory in our lives. In Christ's name, I pray. Thank you, Father, for everything that you do for us. And we do love you with all of our hearts. In Christ's name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Welcome.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. We're praying God would bring those who are come on their way safe. God would bring safely. And there's the first answer to prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Thankful Lord. And before you to offer prayer, before we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, we thank God for all that he has provided for us. We know that if we're not for the Lord, we would have nothing, we would be nothing.
We know that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God. And so as we bring in our offerings, we're going to look to the Lord, acknowledge him. He's the source of it all. Acknowledge him and ask him to receive these offerings and use them to his glory. And we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God. Lord, humbly, dear Father, thanking you, dear God, for your provision for us. Thanking you, dear God, for providing shelter, food and clothing, dear God. Lord, you've given us strength, Lord, the activity and use of our limbs, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, Father, you have blessed us, Lord, in ways that we don't even know about, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, there are things, Lord, that you have spared us from, dear God, that we were not even aware of, dear God. Lord, there are doubtless, Father, accidents, dear God, that were waiting to happen, Lord, that you spared us from, dear God. Lord, you have truly been good to us, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue, dear Father, to be with us, Lord, as we acknowledge you, dear God, as we obey you, dear Father, in your precious word. For Lord, you told us, Lord, on the first day of the week to bring in, dear God, our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. And so, Lord, as we bring, Lord, these tithes and offerings, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive them, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would use them, dear God, according to your will.
Mm-hmm.
We pray, dear God, that you would give wisdom, dear God, for their use and for their disbursement. For, Lord, we know not what to do, Lord, except you should lead and guide us, dear God. And so, Lord, we place it all in your hands, dear Father, knowing, Lord, that you will show us, Lord, what is best and what is right, that we might be good stewards, dear God, doing only those things, dear God, that please and edify you. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver and use them both to your glory and honor. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would multiply, Lord, these tithes and offerings as only you can. Lord, we know, dear God, that you can make it go farther, dear God, than mankind would ever have thought that it could go, dear God. Lord, you can send it, dear God, and make it accomplish, Lord, those things that you want it to accomplish, Lord, no matter what the amount. Because, Lord, we have been witness, dear God, to your multiplying, Lord. It was not just the loaves and the fishes, dear God, that we're told of, dear God, in the miracle. But, Lord, we've seen, dear God, you multiply, dear God, even that, dear Father, that you've allowed us to bring, Lord, to make it go farther, dear Father, to accomplish those things, Lord, that are your will. And so, Father, we ask, Lord, that you would multiply, Lord, these funds as only you can. And use them, dear God, that the kingdom of God might be exalted. Have your way, Lord. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the glory and praise for it all. As we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace of mind, leaning on the everlasting arms. Well, I'm leaning, oh, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, oh, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting. Grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arm. Well, I'm leaning, oh, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, oh, leaning,
to fear, leaning on the everlasting arm. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arm. Well, I'm leaning, oh, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm, leaning, oh, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm. Well, I'm leaning, oh, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Well, I'm leaning, oh, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, oh, leaning, leaning on the
man. We had a request. Thank God, I'm free. Thank God, I'm free.
For a long time I traveled.
Free, 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 from this world of sin.
me out and show me the way.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen. Thank God I am free. Amen. Amen. No longer in bondage to sin or Satan or self for that matter. Praise God. But it took the blood of Jesus to effect my release. He can release us from that bondage of sin. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
We know that with the blood of Jesus, he can wash us white as snow.
Amen.
We know that his precious word gives us the light, helps us to know what Jesus did for us. We know that his word, through faith in his word, that's what will give us understanding. That's what will help us to thank God our soul, our one and only soul, throughout all of eternity. And to know that that soul's going to have to spend eternity somewhere.
Amen.
So we thank God for prayer. We thank God for praise, songs of praise. But we know that service is not complete without his word. So we're going to stand at this time and offer prayer for our pastor before she comes before us and brings the word of God. We know that it takes the power of God, the Spirit of God, in order for her to speak the word of God. And so we're lifting her up in prayer that God will speak through her, that God will give her utterance to tell us those things that he has given to her for our sakes, and that God would anoint us to receive it for the good of our own souls.
Amen.
We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you once again, dear God, thanking you, Lord, for your love for us. Thanking you, Lord, for your tender mercies, dear God. Thanking you, dear God, because you loved us so much, dear God, that you gave your only begotten Son. Lord, that if we believe in you and believe in him, dear God, Lord, if we receive you, Lord, then we can have life eternal. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and anoint, dear God, for the preaching of your divine word. We ask, dear God, for you to touch Pastor Jenkins in a special way, dear God. Lord, speak through the lips of clay, dear God, through your spirit, dear God, the words of life. And, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would strengthen her, dear God, to stand, dear God. Lord, that our hearts, dear God, might be refreshed and our minds might be renewed, dear God, and enlightened through your word. And, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would anoint us to receive it. Give us understanding, dear God. Help us, Lord, to give attention, dear God, to the word as it is preached, dear God. Help us to receive it, dear God, and to seek, dear God, to know your will, dear God, for each and every one of us through your word. Have your way, dear Father. And Lord, we know that there are those, dear God, who are doubtless on the phone, those who are on the system, dear God, who have dialed in, dear God, who are listening, dear God, from far and near. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that there, if there are any who are listening, dear God, who, Lord, don't have not been saved, dear God, have not surrendered their lives to you, oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would, Lord, give attention, dear God, and listen to your spirit, dear God, as he speaks, Lord, that they might, Lord, know you, dear God, in the free pardon of their sins, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would have your way, dear God, and truly, Lord, help us, dear God, to receive your word as a blessing. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Our pastor, Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon. Truly want to thank God for his goodness to us. Thank him for all that he has done.
Amen.
He has blessed us, and we thank him for that.
Thank God for those who came, and we were trusting others will be here too, but we're going to thank God for those that are here. Amen?
Amen.
Giving honor to Sister Blake and to this congregation, all that God has done for us. Amen. In our hearing, we read 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. I trust you have your Bibles with you today. And if not, there should be Bibles inside of the jacket on the bench and something to write with. We thank God that His Word has been left on record for us. We thank God as we've been listening to the prayers and listening to the testimonies and the prayer requests. How thankful we are to Almighty God for all that He has done. And as someone has said, this is not just one time of the year that we thank God, but we are thankful at all times for everything that God has done for us. And truly God has been good to us. Amen?
Amen.
And we thank Him for that. We would like to go back to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. I know, saints of God, that we're in our series, Heaven, a Believer's Hope. But the Lord showed me this message for today, and so we'll get back to that once, Lord willing, next Lord's Day. If not, whenever the Lord gets us back to our next part of that series. We want to look at 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, to get the scripture, that the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you. Lord bless. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. As the Lord leads, let us consider this afternoon giving thanks to God. Amen. Giving thanks to God. We know that the Bible is full of hope and of God's unshakable promises. It has much to say about being thankful to each and every one of us. It is filled with commands to give thanks to God for His goodness, to give thanks to God for all of His mercy and His loving kindness that He has shown to us. We are told in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the 106th division of Psalms, verse 1, it says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. These same words are echoed in the 107th division of Psalms, verse 1. Also in the 118th division of Psalms, verse 29, and in 1 Chronicles 16:34, all of these scriptures tell us to give thanks unto the Lord. Not only do these scriptures say that we are to give thanks, but they list the reasons why we should. They let us know, for God is good. They say to us, His mercy endureth forever. You see, thanksgiving and praise always go together. None of us can adequately praise and worship God without first giving God thanks for all that He has done for us. When we give thanks to God, we continue to thank Him for everything that God has blessed us with, blessings seen and blessings unseen, even in life's struggles and the various things that are going on. Even when we're going through despair, when we hear of a loved one going into eternity, when we hear of a loved one that is sick and not able to come out of that sickness, we still give thanks to Almighty God. You see, thanksgiving and praise always go together. We cannot say to God, I want to thank you, dear Father, only when I'm going through some, when things are good or when life is showing me all the blessings that it can show me. But I need to say to you, Lord, I thank you when I'm going through these struggles that have been placed in my life. One thing we need to know, the Bible does not pretend that there is no suffering in this life. The book of Ecclesiastes, turn with me there for a moment. It acknowledges that there will be some suffering in this life. There will be some days that when we wake up, they may not be the best of days. But one thing we need to remember, this is the day that the Lord has made,
and we are to rejoice and be glad in it. In Ecclesiastes 3, it says this, and starting with verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep. And many of us have seen some weeping days. Many of us have been through some times when we've had loved ones that have passed and loved ones and within a month of one another. We heard of dear sister brother and brother Blake and sister Blake's neighbor, how the husband died, the daughter died on Friday, I believe it was, and then that following Wednesday, the daughter died. Oh, there's a time to weep. And sometimes we weep and we cry out to Almighty God. We may not understand why a loved one has gone into eternity. But oh, we can know that one thing, God has not made a mistake. Amen?
Amen.
A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn. Sister Blake and them are going to be going and enjoying time with their family. God gives us all of these times that God has for us to have with our family. These are something for us to be thankful for. He said, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Praise our God. You see, times of despair do not have to destroy our happiness.
Amen.
To be always thankful is knowing that the source of our joy is Jesus Christ himself. He told us in John 16, verse 33, these words. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me, oh, praise our God, you might have peace. Oh, you think about it. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in him we might have peace. He said, in the world ye should have tribulation. Are we seeing tribulation right now?
Amen.
Are we seeing it on every hand? Every time we turn around, there is something going on in our world today. If it's not the war and rumors of war, we're hearing of tragedies. We're hearing of those who are being shot and been killed by others. We're hearing of road rage on the freeway. But he said, in the world, ye should have tribulation. But look at what he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And then in John 17, verse 3, he said, and this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. But I believe what verse I needed was verse 13 of John 17. He said, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Oh, to know Jesus is to have joy even in the midst of turmoil. To know Jesus is to have joy even in the midst of when we're mourning. To know Jesus is to have joy even in the midst when you go into the bank and the bank won't give you a loan. You can still have joy. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. Our Savior wants those who love him to have true joy and to be thankful for the things that bring joy. In our scripture text this afternoon in 1 Thessalonians 5, we are instructed to give thanks in everything, not for everything, but in everything. You see, there is a big difference when you give thanks in everything that you're in, every situation that may cross your pathway. We are to give thanks to Almighty God. Certainly, we ought to be thankful, not just because we are told to be thankful, but we are to be thankful because of who God is. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. Not just for the things that we like, but in everything, thanks of God. You see, when we thank God for everything, it helps you and I to keep from having bitterness. It helps keeping us from having resentment, hostility, and anger, and being angry. Oh, there are people walking around today who are angry at everything that is going on. But when you're thankful and know that God has blessed you with things, when you're thankful and know that God has a roof over your head, food and clothing and all these things, you don't have anything to be angry about.
Amen.
I truly thank the Lord that we can be thankful here in this congregation. You see, over the past several weeks, and we've been out in the community and working and giving things away that God has blessed us with. We've seen through our chicken and fish fry back in October, there were so many in this community that came to the fish and chicken fry. Many of them you can see visibly that they are out in the street. Their hands were very rough where they had been out. Oh, you can see in their clothing. You can see even in their countenance, in their face. And they were just here to get a meal because they needed something to eat. And we can remember there was a young lady I shared with Brother Levester. Oh, I can remember when we were leaving Bible study one evening during September, and we were outside and she was coming up, and we have many of them that lay around in the courtyard of the church. And oh, she was coming up and she was getting ready to lay down and ask, can she and her husband just lay down? Would we allow them to lay down because they needed to get some rest? Oh, and they laid out their blankets and laid out all the stuff that they had. And it touched my heart so much because I was leaving to go home to a bed. I was leaving to go home to some comforter. And I was leaving to go home to sheets. And he or she just wanted to lay down on the cement around the church. Oh, but she had joy. She truly had joy. She looked at us and she said, you be blessed. And she went on, she said, and then she explained to us that her husband was going through cancer. He had cancer, and he was out there laying down on the sidewalk. Oh, it took so much out of me. I tossed and turned most of the night thinking about these people laying on a cement block to get rest. Oh, and how good God has been to us. So there's nothing for us to murmur and complain about.
Amen.
Because truly our God has been good to us. Amen? Mm-hmm. Praise our God. Let us look at some of the truths found in our scripture text this afternoon. You see, in verse 16, we are told these words. We are told to rejoice evermore, meaning to rejoice or rejoice always. This means that we are always to have a praise on our heart for Almighty God, to God for all that he has done for us. Not only during this time of the year, but we are to have a praise in our heart all year long because God has been good. God has been merciful to each and every one of us. We are told in the 34th division of Psalms, verse 8, we said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. You see, in this passage of scripture, it is saying for us to consider and experience all that God's kindness and his mercy and his grace and his benevolence that God has shown to us. And when we do, we will accept this truth about who Jesus Christ is. Oh, because when you taste and see how good God is, you don't want to turn from Almighty God. You want to run on for Almighty God, and you want to live for him the rest of your life. How many have found that to be so? Praise God. Oh, praise his holy name. You see, it's an open invitation also to those who are out of the ark of safety. Jesus' open invitation is saying to you, come and taste and see how good the Lord can be to you. Oh, you've done it all on your own, so to speak. You think you got everything going on all right in your life, but I want you to come and taste and see how good God can be to you. Amen? Praise our God. Oh, because truly he can be good. Amen? You see, our world and all of its troubles, we're seeing it right now. We're seeing in a world today that there are things that none of us would thought we would ever see in our lives. We're hearing of so many things that are going on. But this world will have you in a state of doom. It will have you in a state of gloom if you turn around and you sit around and watch CNN all day long. Or MSNBC, whichever one you might be watching. If you watch that all day long, you'll be in a state of doom and gloom. But when we discover the soul-sustaining goodness of Almighty God, oh, you will love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul. You will run to Jesus Christ because you can look at those things and you can realize that, yes, God is still in control. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, it doesn't look like it, but I say to you, oh, yes, our God is in control. How is God in control? Because, see, God has told us in the Word of God. He told us these days would come. And why are these days upon us? Because mankind has said it, not all of God's counsel. Turn with me to Proverbs, the first chapter, and let us see what the word of God says there. We're going to come back to 1 Thessalonians, but let us go over there for a moment and look at what he says in the word of God. Praise our God. He says there in Proverbs, I'm going to jump over a little bit. I'm going to go from Proverbs 1 and look at what he said in verse 7. He said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Our problem today in our world, many do not fear God. They do not have a fear of God. He went on to say, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And then go to verse 25. You can read the rest of it in your leisure when you have some time. But look at what he says there in verse 25. He said, but you have said it, not all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. That means everything that God has said that we ought to do, we have rejected Almighty God. We rejected God and how God has told us to raise our children. We've told God, no, Lord, I'm going to spare the rod, and we've spoiled the child. You spare the rod, we'll do a countdown system. I'll do 1, 2, 3, and all the way up to 10 before I even do anything. Most of our children now today, they've got it down pat. They will listen to you, count all the way down. And once you get to that certain number, then they'll do what you say. But back in the day when I came along, all they did was speak and we moved. How many know what I'm talking Amen. About? Because we Amen. Knew what the next results were going to be, and it wasn't going to be pretty. Amen? Amen. He went on to say there in verse 26, he said, I also will laugh at your calamity. Oh, this is what God is saying to us. He said in verse 25, you said it, not everything I told you to do, and with none of my reproof. He said then in verse 26, I will laugh at your calamity, and look at the calamity we are seeing in our time right now. Oh, he went on to say, I will mock when your fear cometh. He said, when your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. He said, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. Oh, and are we seeing that coming upon mankind right now? Oh, distress and anguish. He said, then shall they call upon me. Oh, when they get into these situations, people want to call upon God. We want to have a prayer vigil. We want to have and sing amazing grace. But look at what God says. He says, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. Oh, I believe in my heart God is not answering right now. He said, they shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Oh, your prayers are going to go unanswered. Why? Because you got to go back to verse 25. You said it, not everything I told you to do, and you would none of my reproof. You rejected me, and now I'm going to allow you to go through what you wanted to go through. Then he says in verse 29, for they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel. They despised all of my proof. Oh, you see it happen right now in our school system. They don't want our children to learn about God. They don't want our children to know about the one that created them. They want to tell them that they evolved over time, that evolution is how they are here. Not so. The word of God lets us know back in Genesis that God breathed into man the breath of life, and he became a living soul. That's how we are here, not because of evolution, that we just evolved from something. He goes on to say there, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way. Do you believe America is now eating of the fruit of her own way?
Yeah.
Oh, look at all the things that are happening. Everyday tragedies in the news. Every day we hear about something else. We look at those in Congress. They can't get along, and now they're fighting with one another, hitting each other in the side and getting up and getting up and wanting to get in fights in the middle of meetings and committee meetings and various things. We have a Congress that is out of control right now. But I've got a God that's in control, amen?
Amen.
I serve a God who's in control of everything. He went on to say there, therefore shall they eat, I'm in verse 31, of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. Are we seeing that right now? Man is filled with his own devices. Mankind will lie to you before he will tell you the truth, when the truth was serving better. Oh, that's the time in which we live. He said, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Oh, do you see we're being destroyed within ourselves and all the things that are going on? But he said, but whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Praise God. Oh, that's something to be thankful for, amen? Praise our God. Thank God he's able, amen?
Amen.
He's able to shield us from the things that are going. You say, well, you may say, well, Sister Renee, you're right here in this world. Oh, yes, we are. But I thank God because I stand on his word. Because when he says these words, but whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely. Oh, I believe I'm dwelling safely in Almighty God and shall be quiet from fear of evil. I can still lay my head down at night no matter what's going on in our world today. Amen? And I can still get a good night's sleep. I'm not up all of the hours of the night with insomnia and saying I can't sleep because of what's going on. No, I can lay down at night and get a good rest. Amen? Because I'm resting in the Lord. Amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. We can see just how gracious and good our God has been to us when we look around and see the world in which we are living right now. We will recognize that his blessings of provision, his blessings of protection, and his care are all about us. In Lamentation, the third chapter, turn with me there for a moment. Praise our God. We read of God's perfect reminder to us of his mercies. Times when we find ourselves in dire situations, and the enemy of our soul tries to use our circumstances to cause us to doubt God, to believe that our situation is hopeless, but the promises of God still ring true regardless to what the enemy does. Even during tragedy, even during suffering, we might be tempted to think that God does not love us. But this passage starts off with this reminder that God loves us. And everything that follows is because of God's love for us. You see, it's important for us to keep this at the forefront of our mind. Verse 22 says these words. It said, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because his compassion fail not. Sister mentioned this earlier in her exhortation. It's of God's mercy. And I found that to be so that we are not consumed. He went on to say, they are new every morning. Have you found that God's mercies are new every morning? Oh, every morning you wake up, the sun comes up. You can look out and you say, oh, thank you, Lord, for another beautiful day that you've made. Oh, you may not have all the money in the bank that you want. You may not have all the things that you want, but you can see that God's mercies are new every morning. He said, great is thy faithfulness. Has God's faithfulness been good to you? Amen. Praise our God. He says here, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. See, when God is your portion, your hope can be in Almighty God. Praise our God. Your hope is not in the stock market. Your hope is not in your 401k plan. Your hope is not in the president, vice president, or the Congress. But your hope is in Almighty God. He said, the Lord is good unto them that what? Wait for him. To the soul that seeketh him. If you're a soul that's seeking after you, after God, he said, God is good unto you. Amen. Praise our God. You see, God's compassion, God's mercy is a byproduct of God's love. And without mercy, there would be no grace. God's mercy is his compassion and his kindness to all mankind. And because his love is steadfast, and his love knows no end, neither will God's compassion for us. Praise our God. He offers mercy to those who will repent and those who will seek him. If you repent and come to Almighty God, God will offer you mercy. Why are you saying that, Sister Renee? Because we're all the condition our body, our condition, our lives were in before God came to us. our conditions were not that of anything but a wretched sinner. He tells us in Ephesians, the second chapter, just what we were before we came to God. He said these words in Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 1. He said, "In you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." You see, before we came to God, we were dead in trespasses and sins. He said, "Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world." You walked according to all the sinful things that were going on in this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. People are out there in the world doing everything they're big enough to do. People don't care anymore about anything. We've got road rage on our freeways. We've had so many shootings that have gone on. We've been praying because right across the street, a drug dealer has just set up a house right across the street from the church, and we see the souls flowing in and out of that house. Oh, we've been here on Tuesday. We've seen them. On Sunday mornings, we've seen them. Early this morning, we've seen them going in and out, parking in front of the church and taking up the space out there, going in and out of this drug house and coming out. Some of them are coming out, and you can see some of them. I don't know if they're doing it in there or not because I'm not inside, but many of them is visibly, they look like they're on something. They're getting high as when going in and coming out. Oh, my, 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 this is just how the devil is. He'll take up space wherever he can if you allow him to, instead of walking over here to the house of God and learning about how good God is. No, these folks are going into that drug house and getting things that are damnation to their own soul. And one day, if they die in their sin, in hell as well, they will lift up their eyes. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. Why? Because the house right next door to it, there have been two people that they have found in that house that have died overdose on drugs. And two of them have come over to this house of God and heard the word of God. But yet, they did not turn to Jesus. They found solace in drugs because someone was selling the drugs to them. And I can remember there was a message our dear brother Byron preached on one Saturday. And that message resonates with me. It stays with me. And I remember that individual, that soul, the latest one that was just found over there. And I believe it was earlier this year. Just found over there. Said they were cocaine laced with fentanyl, and immediately took them out. That soul was here when Brother Byron preached a message one Saturday morning on the parking lot. He preached a message about eternity, eternal life. And that soul was sitting there in the audience. And they raised their hand. And Brother acknowledged him. And they said, "Remember me." But yet and still, they didn't come to Jesus. They kept going around and getting the drugs that were being offered. Not only was it right over there, but we were told by our officer that the street over that Monday of that same week, another woman in her age 50, in her 50s, she found her dead on the same drugs. And then that Wednesday, right across the street, this one was found dead. Oh, we're living in perilous times. People want drugs more than they want Jesus. Jesus offers a better way. Says in the word of God, he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Jesus can give you rest from them drugs. Jesus can give rest from anything that is going on. He said, "Take my yoke upon thee and learn of me." Oh, take his word and learn of who Jesus is. Oh, because he's meek and he's humble. He's lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest for your soul. You won't have to go to the drug dealer's house. You can come to the house of God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise our God. Our God offers mercy to those who repent and seek him. His mercy was manifested in the cross of Christ Jesus, where he gave his son for our sins. We are told in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." That's what God did for us. Amen. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise our God. Prior to any of us coming to Almighty God, God already gave the remedy for our salvation. In Romans 5, verse 8, it says these words, but God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Oh, notice how the love of God surpassed anything humanity can produce. God put his love, great love, on display when Jesus Christ died for us. He said, while we were yet sinners, how many people do we know would do such a thing? None that I know of. Oh, human beings right now, they even cringe when they have to think the thought of doing anything for the enemies that we lived in, the times in which we live. Many of them, when you say something about helping someone else that may not be nice to them, oh, they will cringe at that fact. But not God. While we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died for us. That's what God did for us. Oh, that's what happened at Calvary. Christ died for the sins of his enemies. He died to deliver those who hated him. And what love, what boundless compassion he showed. May we never look at this crazy old world in which we are living right now and say, if God were alive and if God were love, why is he allowing these things to happen? It's not God, it's the sins that are going on in this world. Because men have said it not what God has said, and so sin now has permeated throughout the world. And look at the things that are happening. And if there's any doubt in your mind this afternoon about how good God is, I say to you, look back at the cross. Look back at Calvary. Take a journey with our Savior Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. Read how he agonized over the cup that was presented to him. How his sweat, the word of God says, was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. How he went through all that because he had you and me on his mind. He could have walked away, but he said to the Father, not my will, but thine be done. My. You may say to me, Sister Renee, where can I find? Look in Luke, the 22nd chapter. There you will see a holy and sinless God, creator of the world, preparing to die for the ones he created that hated him. And tell me that God does not love you. Oh, there never has been, nor will there be ever be a greater demonstration of God's love than that of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, dying on a cross for our sins. Amen? Praise our God. Jesus penned it this way in John 15, verse 13, when he said, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friend. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you laid your life down for me. Thank you that you love me that much, that you laid your life down for me. You see, as believers, we are to be filled with his glory, so much so that no matter what we are experiencing in this life, we can still see the goodness of God in everything. We can still see situations where things happen. You may say, how can you look at a situation and see the goodness of Almighty God? Oh, God is good all the time. You may say, well, Sister Renee, there was a tragic accident that happened, horrific accident that happened the other day, and there were 6 souls that were lost in that accident. But thank God there were not more. Right. Amen? Amen? I listened to some of the stories which tugged at my heart because of the young people that were losing their lives at 15. And knowing we have in our congregation, we have young people. We have little ones, that, you know, babies, and we have 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 17-year-olds. We got some that are even out driving, learning how to drive. And you think about those souls, those young people who were lost, tragic accident. And you may say, well, what good is that in there? I can't say to you why it happened. I can't say to you why God allowed it to happen, but I know one thing. I serve a gracious God. I don't know how the accident happened, and I know they're still under investigation, but I'm not going to blame God in heaven and say, well, God wasn't good there, because God is good all the time. Even in the midst of that, God is still good. There could have been more souls that could have went into eternity at the fire that we've seen and all the damage that we've seen that happened, there could have been more souls, but there weren't. There were six, and those six souls did belong to someone else, and those souls are going to be missed. But God has given all of us an opportunity to come to God. We don't know when something's going to happen. We don't know when tragedy. We don't know when someone's going to walk into a grocery store and shoot up the grocery store. We don't know when someone may walk into the doctor's office or someone gets disgruntled about something. But one thing we can know for sure is where we will spend eternity. Amen? Amen. If our life is taken in such a situation, we can know that we will spend eternity with Almighty God. Amen? Praise God. We don't have to be ashamed to express visibly and vocally to others about how good God is. We got to learn to praise him in the good times. We got to learn to praise him even in the tough times. The psalmist in the 50th division of Psalms lets us know that our lives ought to be filled with the sounds of his praise. Verse 23 says, "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God." See, when we offer up thanksgiving and praise to God, we glorify him. We show God's saving grace and power to others. The Apostle Paul says these words in Ephesians 5, verse 20. We read it a little earlier on. He said, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Let us meditate on that for a moment. Paul is instructing us to always give thanks. He said, for everything, no matter the circumstance. You see, thanksgiving for the Apostle Paul wasn't just a once-a-year celebration, but a daily reminder of what Jesus Christ did for him. His life, as we know it in the Word of God, was changed drastically. A life that went from a man, the Word of God tells us in Acts, the 9th chapter, he was breathing out threatenings and slaughter against disciples of the Lord. He went from that to a life that was filled with the goodness of Almighty God, where he said in Colossians, the 1st chapter and the 3rd verse, "We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you." And then in Ephesians 1:3, where he said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." That is what true salvation in the Lord can do for someone. Amen? Oh, it can take you from a wretched sinner to a saint of Almighty God. And God can do that in a nanosecond. God doesn't need a 12-step program. Oh, all you need to do is come to Jesus. Amen? The Bible tells you, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All you got to do is confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and God can change you. You may say, "Well, Sister Renee, don't you go through a problem?" Oh, yes. You've got to learn how to be holy. Our dear Brother Jackson, during the week of Bible study, him and Brother Maurice let us know it takes time to be holy. It takes time for us to know about Almighty God. It takes time for us to learn how to serve Almighty God. We don't just know how to serve him right away, because there is still that old nature. That's why you got to go on to perfection. When God says that's your justified state, the Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. That's our salvation, our first work of grace. And then you got to go on to perfection. Go on to sanctification, sanctifying this walk, asking God to cleanse you of that old nature of sin, the nature you were born with when we came into this world, the nature that wants to lie, cheat, steal, and do all manner of evil that is not of Almighty God. And when God cleanses you of that nature, you're able to walk with Jesus Christ. You're able to live for the Lord who died for you. How many know what I'm talking about? You don't have to worry about cheating on your taxes. You don't have to worry about cheating someone out of something. You'll be honest in all your dealings. You'll make sure every I is dotted and every T is crossed. You'll make sure that if someone gives you back too much change when you go to the grocery, you'll turn around and take it back and you'll give it back to them. Why? Because you serve a God in heaven who's able to supply all of your needs. You don't have to steal from anyone else, because God will take care of you. Why? Because David said in the Psalms, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." How many have found that to be so? "For he maketh me to lie in green pasture." God is able to that make you to lie in green pastures. Even when the world is in darkness all around us, we can be lying in green pastures with Almighty God. Why? Because he restores our soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we can walk around and see all the things that are going on in this life. It says, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Do you know God is with you each and every day of the week? When you serve God, you know God is with you. God is at the forefront. God is at the back. God is on the side of you. He is guiding you. Why? How is he guiding you? His spirit is guiding you into all truth, because so that you will walk the way that God wants you to walk. But then he says in the word of God, thou preparest a table before me. He said, in the presence of my enemy. Oh, when your enemy starts to roar, when they start to lift up against you, our God has prepared a table before you, right there in the presence of our enemies. It went on to say, thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Have you found your cup running over with the goodness of Almighty God? Have you found your cup running over with all the mercy of Almighty God? Have you found your cup running over with the love that God has shed abroad in your heart? He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise our God. That's what God can do for you. Amen. Oh, when you come serve God, God can change you around. He can change your life around and allow you to live a life that's pleasing to him. That's what he did to Paul. Praise our God. Oh, that's how he changed his life. That is true salvation in the Lord. And God can do it for anyone. All you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Also in our scripture text, in 1 Thessalonians, we are told in verse 17 to pray without ceasing. God is not saying that we are to walk around all the time talking to him only. But what he is saying is that we are to always be in an attitude of prayer, one of thanksgiving. You see, throughout our days, dangers lie in places seen and unseen. But we can thank God when we go out into the marketplace of life that God keeps us, that God's going to protect us from the evilness of this day and time. We ought to be constantly ready to call upon God's name, whether it be loud or silently. You ought to be able to pray out to God without ceasing. You see, it's just like a person that says that they have an intermittent cough. They might not be coughing all the time, but all that little tingles right there in their throat, you know, that's just ready for them to cough out. That's how we ought to be with Almighty God. We might not be praying right now, but we've got to have that prayer right there on the tip of our tongue that we're able to go ahead and pray when a situation presents itself. Amen? Praise our God. It's vital to our relationship with Almighty God. Oh, I wouldn't leave home without it. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, I wouldn't leave home without prayer. We heard some answers to prayers for saints earlier on when they were given prayer requests. We heard some that were sick and we didn't even know they were sick. But they said they knew the saints were praying, and they said they knew they prayed for them. That's something to know that the saints of God are praying for you. Amen?
Amen.
Something
Amen.
To know that on Tuesday, many of us are coming in here. Not only on Tuesday are we praying, but during the week we pray for one another. But on Tuesday we come in at 10:30, and we get out and we get to praying for all souls. We even pray for ourselves, that God will keep us in his care, that we are able to pray for others. It's something to know that the saints of God are calling your name out. Amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. In verse 18 of our scripture reading, we are told that there ought to be thanksgiving in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. God is calling us to be genuinely thankful from our hearts for his blessings that are in our lives. Are you thankful for what God has done for you? Amen? You see, God has done so much for us. We cannot repay Almighty God for all that he's done. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, what has he done for me? Like, oh, he woke you up this morning.
Sure he did. Sure.
He blessed you to be in the land of the living. Sister shared with us, somebody went into eternity on yesterday. But God has spared our lives and allowed us to be here. You may say, well, Sister Renee, I've had loved ones. Oh, we all have. We've all been on that bench. Amen? We've all had sorrow in our life. We've all been there where we're mourning the loss of a loved one. But still, God is good. Amen?
Yes.
When God brings it to us, we can still praise him, even in the midst of it. Even in the midst of when tears are rolling down our eyes, we can still be thanking God. Amen? Oh, I've been there. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I've been there. Or you can thank God even though your heart has just been broken, seems like just ripped out of you, and you don't know what to say, but you can still thank God. Amen?
Yeah.
I can remember when my brother passed and went by the house there to see, and his body was still there, and went in the room with my dear brother, Byrene, and we were in there, and crying, because, you know, it just happened like that. And we were there crying and not understanding, but still crying, praising God, and Brother Byrene began to pray. And I remember his words. He said, "Sis, God has spoken. And we have to accept God's will." Peace came over me, but I still was crying. Because I know what the Bible says, weeping endure for a moment, but joy. Joy cometh in the morning. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen? That initial shock is there. And then you're trying to figure it all out. Trying to work it out. If I would have been here, if I would have this, if I would have that. No. His brother said, he said, God has spoken. And we have to accept what God has said.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Praise our God. He can bring us through. Praise our God. We think about all his goodness to us. As in verse 18 says, in everything give thanks. The least we can do is bow our heads before him and be thankful for his gracious gift of life. That's why it's so important while we have life to enjoy our families, to enjoy our friends and our loved ones, our coworkers. Sometimes we have these little things that people are going through and they don't even know why they're even still arguing with each other years and years down the line. But oh, then all of a sudden when someone leaves and then it doesn't mean anything. But we need to bow our heads and just thank the Lord for family, friends, loved ones. And the greatest gift for us to be thankful for is Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
Oftentimes our thankfulness focuses only on things that are physical in nature. We are thankful for our health. We are thankful for our homes. We are thankful for our financial stability, our job. We are thankful for those things that we have, material things. Yet all these things are subject to change in any of our lives. Think about it. We may be healthy today and we could have a heart attack tonight. Oh, it's happened. We've had saints that have been here in the house of God and worshiping with us and having a good time in the Lord and go home and die. Our families split up. Your bank account can run dry. Or somebody can go in and steal all your money through the ATM machine. Amen? And then how would that affect our thankfulness to Almighty God? Amen. I want you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. We are to remain thankful for the physical blessings that God has allowed us to enjoy. Thank God we have good jobs. Because he said, if you don't work, you don't eat. Thank God we have beautiful families. Thank God that we have money in the bank so we can pay our debt. He said, oh, no, man. So we can pay the debt that we owe in this life. Our car payments, our house payments, and schooling for our children, and all those things. But let us look beyond those. Those things change. And we serve a God that never changes. He said in Malachi 3:6, for I am God, I change not. You see, it is God's will for every soul to be saved.
And God doesn't want us to put our stock in all these little things that we have down here on the earth, but he wants us to set our treasures and things on the earth and things above. Amen? In 2 Peter, he says these words to us in the third chapter of 2 Peter, verse 9. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, meaning that God is not dragging his feet about anything, but God is long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's why he hasn't come back. God is waiting for souls to come to him. God is not slack about his coming. Oh, he could come today. He could come tomorrow. He could have came yesterday. But the word of God says he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Our salvation costs the life of his son. His death on the cross is what provided salvation for you and me. There's no way that any of us can adequately describe the glory, the gory details of the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But when we get into the Word of God and we read what the prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah, that 53rd chapter, we know that he suffered for us. He suffered for you and I. And why? Because he understood that he was the only one that could redeem us back to Almighty God. Let us go there for a moment in Isaiah 53. I'm not going to hold you much longer. Look at what he says there. He said in verse 4, he said, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. See, our Savior was wounded for our sin. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And then I want you to jump down to verse 10 and look at what it says there. Let me go ahead and finish with verse 6 and 7. He said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted. Oh, but listen to what it said. Yet he opened not his mouth. Why? Because he had you and I on his mind. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Oh, he was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. This is what Jesus went through. Then it said in verse 10, look at these words, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, and he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He did it all for you and me. Amen? Oh, but it pleased God to bruise him for us. Why? For God so loved the world that he gave. Oh, his love was manifested for you and I, that we might be redeemed back to God. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for us. We can be thankful.
Praise God.
And knowing what our Savior went through, allowed us to be able to be redeemed back to God. We can be thankful every day that even though he knew what we were and that some would not believe in him, he still went to the cross and died for our sins. We are told in Hebrews 13, verse 12, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffer without the gate. He was crucified outside of Jerusalem. That's what it means, as a symbol of his rejection by the Jews. The word of God lets us know in John, that first chapter, that he came unto his own, and his own received him not. I believe it is John, the first, John 1, verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. And he said in verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. We have so many reasons to thank God. And yet it's far too rare for some to even say, thank you, Lord. Many are complaining and grumbling.
Complaining and grumbling comes easy for some, rather than look at what God can do in our lives and what God has already done in our lives. Realizing that God owes us nothing, but he has given us everything in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise our God. We don't want to be like the nine lepers. You Bible students know the story in Luke 17. How there were 10 lepers that Jesus Christ healed, but only one came back to thank him. Mm-hmm. Turn with me to Luke 17. Look at what it says here, starting with verse 11. Praise our God. You can read the rest of it in your leisure, but we start here at verse 11. It said, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed throughout the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. But see, back in the day, if you had leprosy, you could not stand up against the people and be amongst the people. But then you would have to say, if you came among, you have to say, unclean, unclean, letting them know that you had leprosy. He said, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Do we glorify God with a loud voice?
Praise God.
Or when God does something for us, do we just whisper it?
No.
Oh, God has been good. Yeah, God bless me. No. Oh, the saints of God, you've heard me say it before. On Saturday at them games, they're yelling when someone's running down the field to get a touchdown. Amen? They're screaming and yelling half naked and things are scrolled all over them and screaming so loud. Some of them may be hoarse even today. But then when God blesses us, do we with a loud voice say, praise be to Almighty God? Do we lift up our voice and let someone know God has been good to me? Or do we go somewhere and just whisper alongside, you know, God has been good? No, give God the glory.
Amen.
Oh, with a loud voice, glorify God. And verse 16 said, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not one, not There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. Oh, give God the glory when God does us something good for us. Let us never forget to thank God, even for the littlest things. Thank him when he allows you to drive just across the street, amen? Because you could get in an accident. Oh, thank him for all that he does in our lives. We never know when we'll need God again. Praise God. You may not thank him now, but then, oh, God's going to remember. There may be a time that you may need him again. You may call upon him, and God's going to remind you, oh, you didn't thank me when I did the last time for you. Amen? Oh, thankfulness is also the opposite of complaining. An ungrateful heart never sees the goodness of God. God wants us to have a true spirit of thanksgiving. Your Bible students know the story of the children of Israel from Exodus to Joshua, in particular in Numbers, the 13th and 14th chapter. And I say, if you don't know the story, I ask you to read it in your leisure. You see, the Israelites had more to be thankful for than any other people of their time. Yet they were guilty of murmuring. They were guilty of complaining. And for 40 years, God allowed them to wander around in the desert. And they murmured and they complained about what they were having to go through, while all the time not realizing that the reason why they were going through it is because of their murmuring and complaining. Oh, but God in his grace, God in his mercy blessed him. Turn with me just for a moment to the 78th division of Psalm and look at what it says there. Oh, he says there, starting with verse 12, this is a summary of what happened. I'm not going to read all of it because it's a huge chapter, but you can read it in your leisure. I'm just going to skip around a little bit. Look at what he said. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers. In the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan, he divided the sea and caused them to pass through. Oh, but they murmured and complained, amen? And he made the waters to stand as in heat. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depth. This is what God did for them. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused water to run down like river. And they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. See, when you read about the children of Israel, they kept sinning every time God, but they just kept sinning. God would do something for them. They kept sinning over and over again. And they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Now, they had unbelief in what God was able to do. When God has shown them all these things down through the years, he said, behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out and the streams overflow. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore, the Lord heard this and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger came also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. Oh, we don't want to be complaining about Almighty God. Amen?
Amen.
He said, though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven, and he rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven, man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the field. He caused an east wind to the full, excuse me. He caused an east wind to blow in the heavens, and by his power he brought in the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as dust, and feathered fowls like as the sand of the seas. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitation. So did they eat and were filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not estranged from their lust, but while their meat was yet in their mouth, the wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel. Oh, when you think of God's goodness, don't ever look around and say, you know, God has not been good. Because truly God has been good. God has been good to believers, and God has been good to non-believers. Jesus said in Matthew 5, he said in verse 45, he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. God is the one responsible for each and every one of us being alive this day. The Lord blesses us with his goodness every single day, whether we're saved or not. Psalm 68, verse 19 said, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. In 150 division of Psalms, verse 6, it said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You see, from these scriptures, we were created to praise Almighty God. But I know sometimes in the hustle and bustle of our everyday life, we forget just to say, thank you, Lord. We forget to appreciate all that God has done for us. But let us never forget what God has done, because truly God has been good to us. And the greatest gift that God gave each and every one of us was his son, Jesus Christ. How many of us know him as our personal Lord and Savior?
Bless the Lord. Amen.
Praise our God. Jesus Christ was the only one who was able to restore the access to the tree of life. What are you saying, Sister Renee? If you know the story, back in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve lost the access to the tree. But in Revelations, we're told that Jesus Christ restored that access. We're told in Revelations 22, verse 14, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have the right to the tree of life. Praise our God. Thank God for that. Jesus is issuing a personal call to all those who do not know him. It would be wrong for me as a pastor not to say, to the lost souls, if there's any among us, do you know Jesus? We've talked about all of his goodness. We've talked about all of his mercy. We talked about all of his compassion that God has for each and every one of us. You see, our world looks at having wealth and having health and enough money in the bank and all these things They look at these things as a status. But they are nothing when you come to Almighty God. Amen?
Amen.
Because God is able to supply all of our needs. Because you can have all of these things. And if you die without having your sins forgiven, the Bible lets us know in hell is where you will lift up your eyes. Jesus Christ came to redeem mankind. And he told us in the Word, and we're going to close. He said in Mark, the 8th chapter, I want you to turn there for a moment. Because we're living in a time where people are accumulating so many things. And many are putting their stock in these things that they have accumulated. They may have jewelry and old, you know, things from years ago that are worth or valued at this and valued at that. But look at what he says there in Mark, the 8th chapter, verse 34. The word of God says, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You see, this is one of the problems of the day. People don't want to deny themselves. We're living in a selfish time where people boast about all they've done. I've done this, I. But oh, when you come to God, you know it's by the grace of God that we're able to do anything. Amen. He said in verse 35, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall ever lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it. Look at verse 36. This is where I wanted to get to. He said, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world? You may have a large bank account with millions in it. You may have a 401k plan that has millions in it. He said, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? See, your life is precious. It's precious because it was purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ. He said, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Jesus is calling. He's issuing a personal call for mankind to come to him, to serve him, to love him, to take up your cross and follow him, to not set your stock in the things of this world, but in the things of Almighty God. True discipleship means that we're willing to lay down everything to serve Jesus Christ. And I say to you, those that are under the sound of my voice, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, your greatest need is to get to know him. Your greatest need is to know that God loves you. Jesus' arms are still open. He's opened them up. And he's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Your rest is in Jesus Christ. Your rest is in what he can do for your life. He can change you. You may have come into this house of God as a sinner, but you don't have to go out that way. You can turn your life over to Almighty God, and God will change you. You may say, well, you know, Sister Renee, I work around a whole bunch of people who are unsaved. I work around people who do these various things, but that's all right. Leave that in the hands of Almighty God. Allow God to change your life. And then maybe you can change that individual's life. Maybe that individual will see something in you that will make them change. But don't set your eyes on them, but set your eyes on the prize. And that prize is Jesus Christ. Set your eyes on an eternity. Where will you spend eternity if God calls you home tonight? Where will you spend eternity? If you knew, if you get to the doctor today and he said to you, you only have 24 hours to live. You may say to me, well, God is the one. Yes, God is the one that says we will live or we will die. But if you got such news such as that, and then you say, well, at that point in time, I'll turn my life to God. It's not that easy. When the Spirit of God is speaking to you, that's the time to come to God. Amen. People just can't come to God at any old time they want to. He said, the day you hear his voice, and his voice is his word of God. That's what we've been preaching from, is the word of God. He said, harden not your heart. So today is the day God is speaking to you. Don't allow the enemy to talk you out of giving your life to God. Because see, that's the enemy's job, to keep you from Almighty God. To keep you saying, oh, there's nothing to it. Oh, you don't have to turn your life over. You got a whole life ahead of you. We say that about many. We're young people. We look at them. You say, you have a life ahead of you. You can be the president. You can be an astronaut. You can be a firefighter. You can be this. You can be that. Oh, but none of us know where death lies. None of us knows when God's going to take us home. None of us know if the day is going to be the last day we are upon this earth. But right now, God has given you an opportunity to call upon Almighty God, to make a confession with your mouth that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. And I say to you, don't allow that opportunity to go away from you. Don't allow another day to come in and you say, well, you know, I'm going to wait on the Lord. Because I've got things to do. You may not get to do those things. Amen. Or you may say to me, well, I have a bucket list of things. I want to go to Italy. I want to do this. I want to jump off this. I want to do that. Oh, you might not be able to do those things. Today, God is calling you. Jesus Christ is saying, come. Come. If you're thirst, come. I will give you living water. And the water that I give you, you will not thirst anymore. I found that to be so. Amen? Praise our God. In closing, we were in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Praise our God. The word of God, we read 16 through 18, where it says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let us be thankful for everything that God has done for us. Let us be thankful that God has given us an opportunity to have salvation in Jesus Christ. Because the word of God tells us there's none other name under heaven given whereby man must be saved. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That is the goodness of Almighty God. Praise our God. Give thanks to him, because truly God has been good and his mercy endureth forever. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Giving thanks to God. Amen. Pastor Jenkins said, let us be thankful for everything God has given to us. Jesus gave us Jesus as well.
Amen.
Let us be thankful for everything that God has given to us. And if we're truly thankful for everything, we're thankful for Jesus, then we will take Jesus.
Amen.
When he knocks at our heart's door.
Amen.
In our Sunday school lesson, we had a scripture in that third chapter of Revelation where Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Amen.
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me.
Amen.
And so if we say, oh, I thank God for everything, if you haven't accepted Jesus, are you really thankful to God for everything? Have you really taken the blessing that is the Savior of our soul? That's being thankful for everything. Because if we reject Jesus, then we aren't really thankful for everything, are we? We're rejecting a portion of God's greatest blessing for us. So as Pastor said, let us be thankful for everything that God has given to us. Let us avail ourselves of every blessing. The greatest blessing of these is Jesus. And I was looking at that. At Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. And the only way that's going to happen is if Jesus has come in to abide in our hearts. And that will only happen through repentance. But that 15th verse of that third chapter of Colossians says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. See, God is calling for souls to come to him. And the last part of that verse says, and be ye thankful. If the Spirit of God is speaking to your heart, that's something to be thankful for.
Amen.
That means that God is extending his love to you.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for this message today. Be ye thankful, giving thanks to God. Amen. What shall we sing? Shall we stand, please? Number 406, in the worship of the Lord. Shall we stand and rest ourselves?
Amen.
Number 406, in the worship of the Lord. There's room at the cross for you.
Praise God. Amen.
The cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide, and its grace so free is sufficient for me, and deep is its fountain as wide as there's room at the cross for you.
Praise God.
There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. Though millions have found him a friend and have turned from the sin they have sinned, the
song poet says, there's room at the cross for you. There's room. No crowding, no waiting.
Amen.
Because the Lord will hear your cry, the cry of your heart in a moment.
Amen.
So there's room at the cross. It says, though millions have come, there's still room for one. And yet we know the word of God says the way is straight and narrow, and few there be that find it. But in the sight of God, down through the quarters of time, millions have come, And yet still others have not. There's still room if the Spirit is speaking to your heart. And if the Spirit is speaking to your heart, again, you are highly favored. Because it's not God's will that any be lost. His word tells us that. But that all should come to repentance. And Jesus says, whosoever will, as even the scripture under the title says, whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. And Jesus is the source of that living water. But there's room at the cross. It says there's room at the cross for you. This is today. This is at this moment. Because we're told that now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Amen. And after hearing the message of how we need to thank God for all of his blessings, as we said, that's not just monetary blessings. That's not just the crust of bread that's on our table. That's not even if we are afflicted in body and the Lord takes the affliction away. If you've got a pain in your shoulder, which I do, and the Lord takes it away, I say, thank you, Lord. But that's not the full extent of my thankfulness to God.
Amen. Amen.
I can't let that be it.
Amen.
Because that hurt can come back.
Amen.
I still have to thank God whether the shoulder's hurting or not.
Amen.
As Pastor said, in everything give thanks, not for everything, but in everything, in every situation. Still, we want to give thanks to God. And if he's speaking to your heart right now, again, the attitude of your heart, we pray, is thank you, God, for speaking to my heart.
Amen.
I'm going to trust you. I believe your word. I come to the cross.
Amen.
That cross upon which Jesus died for salvation from sin.
Amen.
The Lord is able. The Lord will hear your cry. He will receive you. Jesus said, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
Amen.
Thank God. We have that as a promise. That's his word. Is there one who will come? Praise our God. Is there one? Is there one who would just say, just pray for me? Pray for me. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen. We'll sing that final verse.
The hand of our Savior is strong, and the love of my Savior is long. Through sunshine or rain, through loss or in gain, the blood flows from Calvary to cleanse every. There's room at the cross for you.
Praise God.
There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank God. Thank God. First verse said, the cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we may hide. Truly, in times like these, we need a shelter. We need a shelter from the storms of this life. Amen. Thank God for the message today. Thank God for the truth of his word. We had upraised hands that wanted to be remembered in prayer. We will thank God for this message today. Thank God for the messenger as well. And remember the hands that were raised.
knowing that God's able to supply. God knows each heart. God knows the motivation behind the raising of each hand. And he's able to answer out of answer the honest hearts that are saying, just help me, remember me in prayer. So we'll look to God and thank him. We're going to be thankful for God in this today. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, Lord, in prayer, thanking you, Lord. Thanking you, dear God, for your word this day. Thanking you, Lord, for how your word always teaches us what we must do, how we must live, where our heart needs to be in order to be pleasing in your sight. And so we thank you, dear God, for the word that was preached to our hearts this day. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to measure to your word. We pray, dear God, that your spirit would continue to preach to our hearts, even the word that was spoken, for we know that the Holy Spirit is able to bring these words to our remembrance, dear God, even after we've left, long after we've left the confines of this building. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to hide your word in our heart, dear God, that we might not sin against you. Lord, that we might not reject you, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, that we might not, Lord, cast aside the love, Lord, wherewith you loved us by giving us your son. Help us, Lord, to ever be thankful, dear God. Help us not to be ungrateful, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, we think, dear God, even as Pastor spoke of the children of Israel in the wilderness and how they murmured and complained the whole 40 years that they were there. And your word says they were destroyed of the destroyer. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, help us, Lord, to ever be thankful, dear God. Lord, not murmuring, not complaining, dear God, but always giving you glory and praise and thanks. And, Lord, most of all, dear God, Lord, help us, Lord, to give you our hearts and our lives in full, dear God. Lord, knowing, dear Father, that you loved us, dear God, with an everlasting love. Lord, you saw each hand that was raised, dear God, and we pray, dear Father, that you would remember, Lord, each raised hand. For, Lord, you know what each one stands in need of, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to hearts and minds, Lord, this day, and help those, dear God, who raise their hands, dear Father. Help them, Lord, to have faith to believe, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to answer, Lord, the prayer of their heart, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would continue to have your way, and we thank you, Lord, for your word this day. And thank you, Lord, for your messenger, dear God. We pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to walk, Lord, in the light that was preached this day. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you glory and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for each one that's here today, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be with them. Bless them, dear God. And Lord, supply, Lord, the needs of their heart and their soul, dear God, and all the other needs, Lord. Father, we know, Lord, that you said in your words, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And so, Lord, when there are things that we need, material things that we need, Lord, when we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord, you'll take care of all the rest. Help us, Lord, to believe that. Continue to have your way, dear God, and make us a blessing. And truly, Lord, we again thank you, Lord, for your well-preached word. Be with us, lead us, guide us, Lord, even in the paths that your word has set out for us. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. Yes. Amen. There were some cards that two cards that I did not read. I neglected to read on last week. I would like to read those. Thinking of you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. Isaiah 30:18. To let you know that many thoughts and good wishes are with you today. Love, Sister Edna Saunders.
2 Corinthians 9:7. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for our God loveth a cheerful giver. We, the family of Nancy Louise Jackson, we would like to acknowledge the prayers, words of encouragement, support, and kind gestures you have shown us during this our difficult time of bereavement. Thank you, the Jackson family. Amen. Thank God for his goodness and for the message today and scripture of meditation in our bulletin was Leviticus 19:10. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I am the Lord your God. Amen. And there are a number of announcements in the bulletin, and we have our dinner following this service, and so we will conduct ourselves accordingly. If you received a bulletin, I will read the thought for today. Don't gamble with eternity. Hell has no exit doors. The moment we take our last breath, there will be no redos. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Amen. And the harvest dinner will be served following morning service, and all are welcome to stay and fellowship and eat. We thank God for each one that's here today. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves before we dismiss? Amen. We're glad to see Brother Byron's companion, Judy. So good to see you. Amen. Wonderful to have you here. Amen. So glad to see him. And we see it. Well, a lot of our cousin, Frank, his companion, Minnie. Amen. And their daughter, Deborah. We see Chavez back in the back, waving. Yes. Amen. Amen. And Frank, and for those who don't know, Frank is Sister Carol and Sister Regina's brother. Minnie is his companion. Deborah is his daughter. Chavez is her son. We thank God for that. That's a good representation there. That's a good Cunningham representation there. Amen. Amen. So, hey, thank the Lord. Amen. Good Johnson representation also. Thank the Lord. Amen. We see Sister Kiva. Amen. Good to see you. Amen. Glad to see Sister India. Amen. We've been praying for you and praying for Infinity as well. We're glad to see Infinity smiling. Amen. We know that God has touched her body. And we thank God for that. Amen. Glad to see Sierra this day. Happy that you're here. Amen. Amen. I see Brother Brandon has come back in. We're thankful. Thankful to see you. Amen. Shall we stand? Brother Byron, we'll ask if you would dismiss us from this service with prayer and also offer our thanks to God for the food as well. Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we come before thee once again in prayer and truly want to say thank you for allowing us to be here this day, realizing that you brought us, each and every one of us, safely to the house of prayer, the house of God.
Amen.
And we're thankful for the ministry and the word of God that you have given us this day. Allow us to receive it in our hearts and in our minds and hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, that time is truly closening to thy return.
Yes, Lord.
So we ask that thou would continue to remember each and every heart that's represented here this day. Those that raised their hands and even those that did not raise their
hands. Yes.
We realize you know the hearts and minds of each and every one. So we ask that thou would have mercy and allow your mercies to be extended to every one of us. Because we're truly thankful this day to be in the house of God.
Amen. Amen.
Now we ask your blessings upon the food and drink that we're about to receive. That it be for nourishment and health and strength for
yes.
our bodies.
Amen.
We're thankful for the hands that have prepared it.
Amen.
We're thankful for the finance you provided to buy.
Yes.
And we truly want to pray for those less fortunate and have not.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Have thine own divine way. Allow our fellowship to continue in the lower auditorium.
Yes.
Amen.
With our family, our loved ones, our friends, and truly be in our presence. And allow our joy to be in thee. For Christ's sake is our prayer. Christ's sake, we gather together this day.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful prayer. Beautiful. Yes.
Beautiful. Sister
Holmes?
Yes.
Today, Sister Lillian,
thank you.
Thank you for your prayer.
Yes.
Amen. Okay, sure will.
Yeah.
Sure will. Love you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So did you turn these cards?
Yes.
Okay. And what I'll do is maybe do it well. Plant your dinner. Yeah. What I need to bring you. Okay. No. Somebody needs to leave it in the car seat. Okay. Well, maybe somebody will find it and read it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. See you later, Lord. All right.
Bye-bye. I'm coming up to you.
Good.
Come on over
good.
Here.
Thank you.